This is Sean with Voices of White River Yacht Club, and I'm here with a gentleman that's been there since the beginning. You were 23 years old when you joined, and you are how old now?
Don't like to say it, but I'm 81.
81. It's a long road. Mike Boone, it's glad I'm here to hear some history, but we're going to talk about some people that you've been able to work with over the years at the club and enjoy times with over the years at the club. So going back to the beginning, who was one of the first people that was one of your favorite people to hang out with, and why, and what did they do? Just how would you describe a few people from the very beginning? Who were those people?
Well, the one I remember the most was a fellow named Red Page, and he did an awful lot to help the club in the beginning, from running tractors, bulldozers. He could do it all, but he was a real character, and he had a houseboat on the river, and he was a great, fun guy to know, and several others.
Who's a few others that really kind of stick out, and what did they do to kind of help the club?
Art Augustine did an awful lot to help the club along the way. He also had a houseboat there, and he was real active and very good in organizing things, and very smart guy. And another fellow named Bud Byfield, who was also very well involved. He was an architect, and he helped us draw up all the projects for expansion and things like that, and didn't cost us anything. And there's so many that I can talk about, but it would take days.
Well, we could just kind of hit on some categories. Who was one of the first guys you thought had one of the coolest boats?
Interesting boat my dad owned was a 1955 Chris-Craft Cobra. Had a big tail fin on it, and there was only 300 of them built. Had a Cadillac engine in it, and it was very fast and beautiful. It was hull number one. It's very rare, and we've kept track of it through the years, but it's no longer on the river, but it was fast, and it was really cool when it was on the water.
So you know who has it?
Last I heard, it was out in Tahoe, but I don't know the person's. Yeah. Okay. Big money.
Okay. And when you were young, in your early 20s, who had one of the coolest houses on the river?
A fellow by the name of Harley Horton was a longtime fellow on the river, had a beautiful house, which was really quite almost wild. Had a heart-shaped bed, had mirrors on the ceilings. Maybe we shouldn't. We didn't say what went on there, but
it's fine.
The house had a spiral staircase, and it was real cool. I was only then once or twice. You know where Flannery Buchanan is in Broderville?
Yeah.
He had a mansion there.
Wow.
And they eventually tore it down, but he lived there, and he had a boat on the river. His wife was killed on the river.
Wow.
She was sitting on the back of the boat, and he was about half popped, I think, and he made a quick turn, and she went off the back of the boat, and she had a rope around her wrist. It drug her right into the prop, and it cut her right up here.
Oh, my Lord.
Killed her.
Oh, my Lord.
We don't need to put that in.
Well, you know, it's part of it, but let's change it up. Who are some of your first favorite cooks that cooked at the yacht club?
One of our first cooks, his name was Whitey, I think. I remember him well, but I'm not positive of his name. But he made the best fried chicken, and he was our first cook, and he was real good. But we've had a lot of great people since then.
Of course. What are some of the first bands way back in the day? Some of the first bands that really played on that deck and killed it, and the boats came up. What's one of the more maybe famous ones people would know or whatnot? Just what's some of the music that has played there over the years you've loved?
Well, we had a lot of bands come through most recently. We're talking about bands here. Duke Tomato was our most recent. He's been there several times, and he's very good, and we've had a lot of fun dancing and stuff with him. Mm-hmm. But before him, there were a lot of local guys that just get together and play. But we had theme instead of bands. A lot of times we had a theme, like we had a luau and it was a lot of fun. We cooked a pig, and it was quite a big deal. And we've done a lot of things like that through the years.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about original Commodores that you remember from the beginning. Who's some of the Commodores that really kind of stand out that actually, you know, did a lot to help the club, you know, from the 60s on?
Well, there's so many Commodores, you know, because we elect a new one almost every year. Usually they'll stay a couple years. But we've had a lot of great men, and I'm remiss not being able to name every one of them. But the fellow I talked about in the beginning, Red Page, was our first Commodore.
Okay.
And he was a good one. And he helped the club improve a lot. But gosh, I have so many others that I ought to mention. We're talking about past Commodores, and first I mentioned my dad, Bob Boone, who was Commodore in 1967. And then I'm trying to remember some really great people that were Commodores, and I'll name a few. Lloyd Wickliffe, Bob Myers, Bob Shinn, Ray Spencer.
So what do you think about those guys that really kind of stood out? Was it just you getting along with them, or was it key things they did to help the club grow, or how would you kind of describe what really made them, you know, not stand out above the rest, because everybody had to do it and everybody did as well as they could for a while they were there, but what's some of the things you think from those guys that really kind of stood out about them, about their personality or what they did?
Well, not only were they fun guys, they were just great at working. They worked and worked and worked, improved the club, fill in the creek in the back, build on and on and on. But they were all fun, loving people.
Okay. So there's obviously still some people around that really try to help the community and whatnot. Who's somebody that you think would be good to hear their story, and that the people also like to kind of hear the backstory, and maybe what do they do to help the community, or just who kind of stands out in your mind?
Well, there's two that stand out in my mind, Rex Early and Cliff Bush, both Marines, both are involved in our yearly big dinner we give for veterans. And we put on a nice spread, and we don't charge them anything for the dinner. And we have a program, and Rex has spoken at that several times. And Cliff Bush's story, he's passed, but his story was fabulous, military story.
Well, one thing is we could get people's stories about Cliff, the people that knew him, you know, to kind of honor him and have people speak on his behalf to be able to hear, you know, what they know that he'd accomplished. That's part of what this can be. So in general, there's been a lot of people that you've been able to enjoy the time with at the club and whatnot. What would you just say in general of what it's really done for your life and how it's improved your life just in general? How would you like to sum that up?
Think about that for a minute.
Okay.
This club's been a great time of my life because I met such wonderful people and learned so much from them and made some wonderful friendships. And Cliff Bush was one of them. And I know Rex pretty well, too. But through all my friendships and association with the Yacht Club has really made my life a lot more fun, a lot more interesting, and made some wonderful friends. And I felt like we've done a lot for the community and for our other members.
So. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's a beautiful overview, the people that you've been able to really enjoy experiencing the club with over the years. And we're going to do a couple other segments about the river and also some individuals in your family. And I'm going to close this one out, but thanks for your time, Mike Boone.